Hello and welcome back to our next module of Say Yes to Yourself. This is module 5. Last week, we took a deep dive into the sensations in the body, like swimming in the ocean so you know what wet feels like. This is kind of the same as what a yes or a no, or an I don't know, feel like. You really can't explain it to anyone. It's something you get to know by jumping into the water or drinking it. It's the felt sense of the experience that comes alive, and it's not something you can conceptualize. Yet, I must say that most people do conceptualize their feelings because that's all they know. I see it all the time in my work. Someone might think they feel their body, but it's a thought. They think their feelings. And I have to admit that I used to do that myself big time. I actually remember that I used to ask people, hey, what do you think I'm feeling? I'm not kidding you. I remember when I was a lot younger, that's what I did. That's how far I was removed from my own experience. And it's kind of shocking to think that that's how I used to operate. It makes me chuckle a little bit. Because today it doesn't even seem possible anymore. I've come a long way, if I may say so myself. I've moved through many scary waves and barriers, and that's exactly what I'm sharing here with you, how to do that. So thinking it, that's like standing at the edge of the ocean, thinking you know what it's like to swim in it or float in it or drink it, taste it. But if you really want to know about the wetness of water, you gotta dive in. And if you really want to learn the body's language, you really gotta dive in into the sensations, the felt sense, the expansions, the contractions, the feelings. Body language is a universal language that's very similar all over the world. But we do need to learn to feel it and translate it and understand it. And we did quite a bit of that in the last module. And today we're going to do a little more. We're going to go a little further. Now, I want you to learn what these sensations are trying to tell you. It's not always enough just to know it says yes or no. But like I shared last week, we need to really know and feel those sensations first before we can go any further. We need to separate them out and get to know them. I can't tell you and repeat often enough how important this is if you want to leave behind self-doubt, second-guessing, and the pattern of saying yes when you mean no and no when you mean yes. And the reason that we do that is that we don't know what to rely on. But let me tell you, you can always rely on your body's language. Always. Your body always tells you about what is true for you and what is not, moment to moment. And of course, that is that gap where you may not know, but that's also the body talking. The problem is that we don't know how to listen to it and what it means when you're so conditioned to ignore it. many of us also don't know if we can trust this feeling. A question that often comes up is, how do I know that it's not my mind? And that's a very good question. And we all have to move through that too, in order to trust the sensations in our body. There is a phase of learning. And the reason that you doubt them is because you haven't learned what they are yet, how they really feel, how you can trust them by diving in. But the bottom line is that your body never lies. And you probably know that the reason that you are not quite sure what to trust, you know, is it my mind or is this my deeper truth? And that is because your body sensations, the felt sense in your body is covered with layers of negative self-talk, with doubt, with fear, and so many other things. And that's why you really need to get to know the sensations underneath all these beliefs and these thoughts. And you need to learn how to distinguish which is your mind covering your felt sense, and which one is your felt sense. So that's the distinction that we need to learn, and it's really a well-spent time to learn it, because it will change your life. And I know that for so many women, it's really hard to say no and set clear boundaries. It's not just setting clear boundaries with other people, it's very much also setting clear boundaries with your negative, limited thoughts. So what I did is I made a separate recording to cover that for you. And I think you'll get a lot out of that to help you strengthen your capacity to stand your ground for what you want, for what matters to you, for what you say yes to. But in this session here, we'll dive deeper into the sensations. Learning your body language is really like learning the alphabet before you can put the letters together into a word. Or in the case of your body, putting it together into meaning so you understand what it means. So let's say the A, the B, the A, B, and C's, it's like learning the yes, no, and the I don't know. And then eventually you can start putting those letters into a sentence or into meaning. And then it all starts making sense, of course. And how do you do that? Well, you are going to use a lot of kindness, patience, curiosity, allowing, and love to get really fluent in your body language. So it's switching from resisting it to really loving it. And today I will introduce you to that love part. It's the second L from the all formula that we've talked about in the previous modules. What you're going to do now that you're listening to your body, you're going to go deeper. You're going to move from just listening to actually loving what you hear. And this is quite the opposite of what you're used to. You know, the resisting, denying, ignoring, suppressing. Now you're going to meet it with a deeper and kinder hello. We've done that before. Instead of the familiar go away. It's a much deeper listening. You're going to learn how to honor and love what you hear from your body. No matter what, you're going to take it seriously and take yourself seriously. It's really like learning a little more about the body's language and understand what it means. What does this yes mean? What does it want? And what does this no mean? And what does it want? And then you're going to go with it. You're going to go with what you hear instead of against it. You're going to allow it instead of resisting it. Literally, you are going with what you hear. It's like you go into the sensation and then you follow it. It's like a flow. You're going to be very curious. And you're going to be very kind and loving to what you hear. And really take it seriously. What is this yes really wanting? That's where your curiosity is going to go. Remember that what your senses are saying is so much bigger than just the little you. It's your soul speaking through your senses. And the way it can get your attention is through your senses. And that's why it's so important to learn to listen to it and not to your mind. I mean, how else do you think that you can align with your soul or align with the divine, as I like to say? Your senses help you align with the divine and help you connect with your deeper purpose, your deeper dharma, and harmonize with the oneness of life. It's going with what your soul says, flowing with your soul's promptings to set itself free, moving along with the evolutionary process of impulse that's lifting you to greater heights and into bigger expansions and out of the limitations we've all lived in. So by allowing yourself to rest back into these sensations and not resisting them, it's like you're at the forefront of a ship. I think it's called the bow. You're cutting through the old paradigm, clearing the path for your true self to move into this new paradigm. And when you start living this way, you're actually a pioneer. And what a pioneer does is pave the way for the new, right? And bring light to the darkness. It's somebody who moves out of the old, who cuts through the heavy and dense energies from the old paradigm. And it's like crawling through mud to reach the other side. Now, are you up for that? It's not always easy. And I used to think I was doing something wrong because things were so hard. It really felt to me like crawling through mud. And I just thought, oh, you know, I'm doing the wrong thing. This is not for me. I don't have what it takes. It's too hard. So you can probably relate to that, right? But, you know, one day I realized that I'm actually doing something right. Because I have to move through all the density and resistance to make it to the other side. So I can be a way shower. It's unavoidable. You know, you can stay on this side of the shore and live like everybody else and just get by, you know, survive. But many of us, we want to get over to the other side. Shall we call it the promised land? That yes, that longing that lives inside of you. So it's unavoidable to have to move through something that feels like mud and that wants to pull you back. So please don't give up if things seem hard. Actually, you can take it as a clear sign that you're doing the right thing. There really is no way around it. We simply all have to move through this density, just like those before us have done. And you know, the pioneers, it's never been easy, but they changed something in the world. And the darkness is scared of the light. The mud is unfamiliar with ease and flow. The mud doesn't just flow, it's unfamiliar with it. And the density that you encounter is confused by the ease and the spaciousness. And that's what you and I are bringing to our internal processes. So it's really an inner process as well as an outer. Dare I say that you and I and so many others are here to lift the frequencies. And that can only happen from within the heaviness and darkness inside of us, because that is what is reflected on the outside. That's why we need to meet it on both levels. But it starts on the inside. That's where the change needs to happen first. I hope you can feel and sense the truth in that. So I will be leading you into meditation in a separate recording and show you how to do that without being swallowed up by the heaviness or the obstacles. And that's, of course, something we have already worked with. You're going to learn about how to receive your body's language with an open heart, with love, with curiosity, and with an interest, really with an interest in getting to know what these parts are saying. How can you lift these parts out of the darkness? What do they need from you? What do they need from you when you turn towards them and listen? And don't worry if you don't know it yet. They know. They know exactly what they need. They just need you to listen and become the outlet. You need to say yes to them with love and care so they feel safe enough to let you know. They need to know that you're not going to squash them down again. So that's where the love comes in, that they start feeling safe enough to let you know. And then things will change. Love is so important. Self-love is so important. And most of us don't know how to do that. And as a self-love mentor, obviously, I always talk about self-love. And I just want to make sure, as we're talking about this, that self-love is not the goal itself, but self-love is the means to the goal. The means to the goal of being and becoming you all the way through, aligned with the divine, with your deeper longing. And of course, the only reason you need self-love is that you're doing the, shall we put in quotes, you're doing the quote, not loving yourself thing. You're judging yourself, criticizing yourself, you're being hard on yourself, you're down on yourself. You say no to yourself. Turn away from what matters to you. That is not loving. That's not loving. Self-love stitches the two seeming opposites or separate parts back together into oneness, into one. So the division in you, where you've said no to yourself, self-love resolves that. self-love is the solution for not self-love, for not loving yourself. Do you see that? It makes you whole. It makes you one with yourself. So when you've denied yourself self-love for a long time, it's because you have a feeling that something is wrong with you or bad, or you feel empty, or that something is really missing inside. And most of us took that belief on when we were very small and young. And what happens then when you feel these things about being wrong and bad and whatever, then you go looking for it outside of you. Or you try to fix it. Or you try to change yourself. But it's not that something is wrong with you per se, except that those parts are missing something. They're missing love. They're missing your love. Only you can bring it to them by receiving what they have to say, what they are experiencing. And of course, it sounds like there's two of you here, right? Or maybe many with all these parts. But that's only because they have been denied your love. Many times when we did not receive that love when we grew up, it can be hard. And I understand that. I've been through that. And many people, they have somebody who fully loves them. And that's very healing. And it can help you learn to receive this love into the places that have been lacking it. And it's a very wonderful way to learn to receive it so you can start giving it to yourself too and fill up those places. But in the end, you are the one who needs to do that for yourself. Even if you don't have an outer mirror for it. And that's why I'm so passionate about the work I do, you know, helping every woman turn back to herself through self-love. I just love it. It's my calling. I can't help it. And that's why I'm doing this program and so many other things. It's so alive in me because it changed my life. I went through all of this myself, so I know the pain and I know the transformation. So let me just say it again. You are never trying to change yourself. Because you can't change something that is simply missing something, which is love. By filling up with love every part of you, all that you are, you realize that the feeling of feeling wrong or bad starts dissolving. And it's being replaced with a sense of peace or spaciousness or confidence. Just a settling into yourself. Into your wholeness, into you, who you truly are. So please, instead of trying to change yourself, try to be yourself. What needs to change is the fact that you have said no to yourself. That's the only thing. If you want to change anything, change that perception or that belief. Because you are perfect the way you are. And you'll experience that when you stop resisting your deeper sense of what matters to you. That's where you need to go. And that's where you will find the power to move all the other nonsense to the side. And when you learn to listen from your heart, to yourself, you'll start loving what you hear. You know, it's just that you have resisted it. So when you turn around, you'll start loving it because it's compassionate, it's love, it's wonderful. And this module is all about love and about making yourself available for this love, your deepest desire, your soul wanting to get your attention and embody itself through you and as you. Because remember, you're not separate from it. The only reason you feel separate from it is that you have said no to it. Oh, if you could just walk away with that deep realization, then everything will change. And it's the deepest love you can give yourself. It's your own divine expression. It's your true you that you experience through the natural promptings in your body and in your heart. They are there for a reason, and they will never go away, because it is you. It's not something that comes and goes. It's you. You when you're at one with yourself. And the more you practice listening and trusting and taking the chance to act on it, the more you'll get to know your own flow. And then you'll stop trying, if I can use this metaphor, you'll stop trying to surf on somebody else's wave. You'll stop trying to fit in and surf like everybody else. You will know your own flow. You have your own wave. So please learn to surf it. And in this program, you're in the process of finding your wave, your flow. And today, you're going to have another surfing lesson. This wave, this flow, is you. Okay? It's not separate from you. It is you. Because you have left your wave, which would be your body's wisdom, your felt sense in your body, your sense of yes and no, that's when it starts feeling as if there are two of you, but there aren't. It's you splitting yourself into two by denying your own flow. By starting to follow your body's deeper senses, you naturally get back into the flow of your wave. And that's the only place you will find fulfillment, purpose, peace, joy. So I promise you, you're going to love it. Even though it may be a little scary or unfamiliar at first. So that's why I keep saying, just take small steps. Just start learning to surf the small waves. You don't need to go for the big, huge ones that the professionals do. Just start with small waves, just like with everything else. We always start with the smaller steps. You know, it's when you hit your wave or your flow, it literally feels like something is clicking back into place after having felt out of place for a while. And it's because we feel out of place that we go searching for something outside of ourselves, and we try to be like other people who may be successful. But it's never going to work. It can't work. Because the only place is when you come into full alignment with who you are. There's actually a little side note that I want to make to make sure you understand something that I think is important. And I want to say a little bit about the difference between true self-love and self-care, because self-care is very, very important in the process. I'm all for self-care. We need to take good care of ourselves. We need to eat the right foods. We need to not eat the foods that are not good for us. That's not loving to ourselves. We need to get enough sleep. We need to take care of our bodies, our teeth, our mental state. We need to learn to set good boundaries when somebody's not treating us with respect and honor. That's very important, all of that. And this is all part of the self-love. But the other side of that whole experience is that, how should I say that? If you consistently ignore your no and you override it, you probably need a lot of self-care. Maybe more than would be needed if you honored your no. So as an example, we can say that you may need a massage very often, frequently, because you feel so much tension and so much stress, and a massage that gives you temporary relief. And I think that's great. I mean, if you're in that situation, please don't give it up. And especially if you're going through some big changes, that's very important. It's helpful, and I do encourage you to do a lot of self-care. Self-care is needed after a period of self-neglect or overwhelming life circumstances. But this is what I say. In the long run, if you're not addressing the underlying issues of this tension or this stress, that's not being loving to yourself. You keep putting a band-aid on something. Let's say, if you're working too hard and ignoring your body when it feels tired, you're not giving it the right exercise or the right food. Maybe you're consistently saying yes when you feel no and no when you feel yes. And you may be very stressed and tense because of all these things. And then you go for relief, like a massage or a drink or chocolate or ice cream. And you do that so you can release that tension that we were just talking about, because you are overriding something in you. You're ignoring your inner sense of no. So when you do self-care from that point of view, that's not loving. That's not self-love. Actually, it's more like self-abuse and self-neglect. And I don't care how many massages you get or how many pints of ice cream you eat, it's not loving to drive and push yourself so hard that you need help making up for the abuse with whatever your means are. Another way of looking at it, maybe it's like beating your head against the wall and then get a massage to ease the pain and then go right back to the wall. That is not being loving to yourself. But what is loving, and here we go again, what is loving is to listen to these abused and neglected parts. The parts that have been saying no, no, no. And when you start listening to these parts inside and give them space to let you know what it's like to be beaten up only to soothe the pain with a massage, then they'll let you know that they don't like it. Instead, you know, when you listen to it, then maybe you'll find out that that's why they're angry, because you're not listening. It's so common. I hear it all the time in my work, my clients. When you finally go in and listen, you get such clarity. And you know, I'd bet that these parts would rather be without the massage if you would only stop being so hard on them, or so we say, on yourself. Those parts would much rather have that you would stop saying no to them. So when you listen even deeper, I bet that part of you wants to live at a different pace. So the pain and stress doesn't have to build up like that. But I also want to say, I do know that it's not always easy to change your lifestyle abruptly like that. If you're really wrapped up in a lifestyle, you can't just stop. And I totally honor that and I understand that. If you live in the fast lane, you can't make it all the way to the slow lane or even to the exit without having to cross the middle lanes, right? You have to go one lane at a time. You have to slow down in order to make it to the slow lane. So it's one lane at a time. And here I go again. I want to encourage you to take small steps to create lasting change. Move over one lane at a time to stay motivated. So in your real life, look at what things you can change, so you don't create so much stress and tension in your life. If you're too stressed, you may not even be able to take a look at what needs to be changed because you're so wrapped up in the stress. So take a deep breath many times a day. You know, set your phone to make a certain sound every hour to remind you to take a deep breath, take stock. What's going on now? Is what I'm doing right now, is it really, really, really important, or could I drop it? That's the small steps you need to take, and they work. And then also know that there are times in life when you can't take small steps, because huge things are happening and you can't control them. Sometimes you just have to go through these big transitions where there's too much stress and too much to do. And then, of course, then it's great that you get some help, get a massage, do something to help the stress which you can't change right now. It could be something like, you know, you might be going through a divorce or you lose a job. You might need to work two jobs to make ends meet. So please then do whatever you need to help you de-stress. That, in this case, then it is self-love. Even more so when you are conscious about it. But at the same time, during those times, it's so important that you are open to listening to what you really want and what you can do. Because if you don't do that, you will be stuck in that swirl. So pause and take a breath and listen for guidance on how to change your lifestyle. How can you start moving one lane over to the right? Go a little slower. Leave out things that may not be so important. And when you stop and do that, you know, you could make a list of things that you do every day or every week. You know, which ones could you let go of? And then instead use that time for something more relaxing. Sometimes we think everything is so important, but when you really look at it, is it really? I mean, really? So just listen to the no that says, it's too much. And ask the part that says, hey, I'm over this fast pace already. Check it out. Listen. And ask the anger, what do you want? Listen. Listen to your body's response. Listen to what it's trying to tell you. And then it will also tell you what feels good. what it wants instead. And also what is possible at this time. Though that's the yes. Then you can find a yes in the no, because it's there. It's like it's the solution. There is a solution for this. But you need to go into that feeling. There is a solution for everything. And how do these parts let you know? What feels too much right now and not possible yet? That's the no you listen to. What's too much? Listen to it. What does it want instead? And listen to it. So keep asking. Keep feeling. Keep listening. And most importantly, keep honoring what you hear. And wait. Take it in. And don't dismiss anything if it may not seem possible yet. Don't dismiss it, because it is possible. But you might, you know, it's not possible to go from the fast lane to the next exit, right? You need to move over one lane at a time whenever there's a space that you can fit in. So it is possible. So if you want to get to the exit and you can't get there because of all these cars in the middle lanes, don't dismiss the fact that you want to get to the exit. Just listen and move your way over, you know, gently and safely. So it's also a way of just by listening and allowing, you allow the unfolding of this issue to unfold in its own right time. Just by you listening with love, with care. And if you're not able to implement it yet, that is not a good reason to dismiss it. It will just keep you stuck in the fast lane. Yes, that's right. Now, is this challenging? Oh yes, you bet it is. Is it possible? Oh yes, you bet it is. It's totally possible. And by listening deeper every day, the solution and the way out will show up. That's how it works. So remember that it's through the senses that your inner wisdom or your soul makes itself known to you. And remember that what it is that you sense, that is bigger than just little you or little me. We are just the outlets for those energies. And those energies are here because they want to take birth in this world. It wants to expand out of this limited way that we've been living in fear and poverty. And all the things that we don't like anymore. That's why you're feeling this urge to expand, and there's something you feel inside that you want. That is your soul speaking, and you need to follow that. But you first need to understand the expansions and the feelings and the sensations, because then you will go with them. And it's all very impersonal, actually, even when it sometimes feels super personal, most certainly if you're in the midst of a crisis or something that's difficult, that's something maybe you need to move out of. And then our attachments to what's familiar and safe, that makes it difficult. But again, the more you listen and get to know these sensations, you will know that it is for the better. It's for your greater good. But you don't always know that when you're in the midst of it. And that is exactly why it's hard. That's why we cling to the past and cling to the familiar, cling to safety, because change is not familiar. And that's why we resist it. So by listening to your senses in your body, you really answer the inner call of your soul. Now, is there anything that can be more important than that? I haven't found it yet. But I know we're beginning in this path. This might be your very first steps. I don't know. And you may not understand the signs yet. But you may get a sense of it. You may feel something with what I've been sharing with you today, that you kind of sense that there's truth about this. So let it be scary. That's okay. All new things may seem a little scary at first. That's normal. But when you conquer just one little wave at a time, because you're listening to what you deeply want, and then you go with it, even if it's just, you know, a little bit, just a little ways, go with it, you're beginning to learn what that wave or that flow feels like and what direction it's going. That's the only way where you have to jump in and move with it. And when you do that every day, just little steps, then you'll feel more confident for the next wave or the next body prompting, because you start realizing that, oh, this actually feels really right. Even though it may cause some turmoil in your life, you know inside, you know it because you're so connected with it. You know it's the right thing. So small steps. Do small steps that feel doable. That's where you will feel successful. And if it feels too overwhelming, well, don't do it. Don't do it yet. You wait till you feel more confident, and then it won't be overwhelming. Then it's going to be fun, or maybe a little challenging, but it's like, oh, I can do that. And there's never a feeling that is wrong or bad or shouldn't be there. Every feeling has a reason, and it's only because you're not listening with love and kindness that it turns into something that doesn't feel so good. That's the only reason. So any feeling is allowed, okay? It's you resisting it that makes it feel scary and unpleasant. Really, really be gentle and kind with yourself. That is the biggest piece that will secure your success. Okay, I hope this is clear, and we're going to dive into your body again and learn a deeper sense of listening to your senses. You're going to practice allowing and listening with love. To prepare for this meditation, which is on the next recording, let yourself remember what it is that you really want. It can be anything. It doesn't matter. It will be a practice to feel it so you get familiar with your yes, right? You're going to say yes to it, and you're going to practice going deeper into it to find out more about what this yes wants. And this is really important. You'll practice feeling that it is okay to want that. This is really big for most of us, to really get into the place to feel that it's okay to want what you want, and that you have the right to feel it and to want it. Just for a moment, feel what it's like to hear that. it's really okay that you want at that core level what it is that you want, and you have the right. It is your soul right. It's the soul speaking to you. How could that not be right? How could you not deserve that or have the right to experience that when your soul is prompting you? And so that's listening to what you really want, right? But you also practice in this meditation to listen to the parts in you that are still afraid of it, because they have been conditioned to move away from this. And they may have other opinions about it. They say no to what you want to keep you safe and familiar. And you practice really learning about these parts and listen to what they need before they will cross the waters with you. Those parts are the ones that have stopped you so far from reaching what you really want. And that's why those are the parts that keep your tank empty. And you're going to find out what they need so they can help filling you up your tank. And you're going to need them. There's nothing else that can fill up your tank to reach the other side. Those are the parts. So you better start connecting with them in a loving, kind way so they will hop on board with you and help you get to the other side. Okay, so now when you're ready and when you have the time and space and you won't be disturbed, please go and listen to the meditation.